This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
The man himself in studio, Malcolm Mickey Harris. How we doing, sir?
Gino D, I can get used to this, brother.
Yeah.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Love of being in studio, love of being back home, and representing the guys at Chatted Up.
Absolutely. We love having you. Chatted Up Sports, of course, people want to follow on all platforms, social media especially. Check out the podcast, All Things Sports, and you're going to give us a little bit of a heads up here. I've been seeing this headline all over, and I want to jump right into it because we only have limited time.
Let's do it.
This whole Mark Sanchez story about being stabbed and arrested, and what's going on? Give us the 411 on this story.
Man, this is absolutely crazy. So a 69-year-old man was assaulted by former USC quarterback Mark Sanchez.
That's
I
wild.
Didn't think there was going to be anything more embarrassing than the butt fumble that happened in the AFC Championship to cost his team a potential Super Bowl opportunity.
Right.
But it happened. Mark Sanchez, essentially, according to Fox 59, this guy literally charged at this old man. He's 69 years old, did not have his hearing aids, was belligerently drunk, and was pissed because of apparently he was like trying to run and he was blocking the way. It was ridiculous.
So clearly the guy was in Mark Sanchez's way.
Yes.
Mark took it wrong way and completely elevated it to a level that did not need to be reached.
Yes, because he thought that the guy couldn't hear him. Well, Mark, he couldn't hear you because he's 70 and needs hearing aids. So now he was in Indianapolis to call the Colts and Raiders game, and he went from that to a hospital bed to a holding cell because he now faces felony charges for this attack. Mark is going to do anywhere between 1 and 6 years in jail.
Oh, my
guaranteed.
Gosh.
Mark
wow.
Sanchez.
Wow. Yeah.
Crazy.
That's wild. That's a wild story, wild headline. Yeah, I saw that posting up, and I was like, you know who's going to know all about this? Chatted Up Sports.
Oh, we are on it. And I was just so embarrassed for him because, I mean, Mark's always seemed like a good guy. But
yeah.
I guess we don't know what we don't know. And,
right.
And one bad decision can definitely just derail your career, and Mark will never.
Was he under the influence?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you have to be.
Yeah.
You to go to a 70-year-old man. But the 70-year-old get the better of him.
Yeah. And that's more embarrassing because it's just
I know,
like, man,
it just gets layers there.
You're an NFL former quarterback. You were one of the best quarterbacks to come through Southern California, and you just blew it all the way.
Yeah. Crazy story. For a quick recap of the weekend, what were some highlights? Do you remember anything when it comes down to it for college football?
For college football specifically, you know, I picked my upset of the week was Vanderbilt up against Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And the tie definitely rolled. Ty Simpson looked the part. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country. Diego Pavia had a great game, but I just think physicality and things of that nature got the best of Vanderbilt. And also the upset of the week, this is crazy. Tennessee fans know this name very well. Nico Iamaliava leading the unranked and winless, they have not won a game, UCLA Bruins to an upset over Penn State. He threw for over 5 touchdowns, had over, let's say, 300 yards between passing, rushing. Nico looked like what Vol fans thought he would look like while he was at Tennessee.
Okay. So. All right. So that's the quick little recap. And anything else that you want to throw in there?
I do want to throw in a shout out to the home team. I'm talking RCFC, the Chattanooga Football Club.
Yes, that's right.
They officially are in the playoffs. Playoffs are actually going to be hosted here October 19th. That's Sunday. October 19th, 7 p.m. Opponents will be announced on Thursday, so we'll have that update for you guys. Make sure you get your tickets right now for CFC.
There it is. Chatted Up Sports. Again, follow them on all social media platforms. You can link up at hits96.com and the Sports Minute every Tuesday and Thursday right here on Hits 96. Miggy, much appreciated.
Thank you, brother.
It's Hits 96.